have Anonymous calling from somewhere in the great beyond. Anonymous, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
What's your question for Dan?
All right, well, my question today has to deal a lot with, like, the Catholic tradition and how we view vocation.
Mm-hmm.
So follow my logic here. So the Catholic tradition teaches that there are two vocations besides the universal vocation for us all to love. There's two vocations which God can call man to express that love. It's either the consecrated life or the religious or the priesthood life, or that of the married life, right?
Right. That's how some people articulate it. So are you wondering how single people fit into this sort of framework?
Yeah, and not only that, especially those struggling with same-sex attraction, if they are not called to become a consecrated virgin or a nun or a priest or a brother, if they obviously experience homosexual attractions and if that's something that isn't very fluid for them, they obviously are not probably going to get married. Where does that put them if it sounds like they'll be perpetually single, then? You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, let's wrap this up with a bow. So, Dan, where for those people who endure same-sex attraction and would probably choose remaining single, may not choose a consecrated religious life, some may choose marriage, but many won't, where do they fit into that, and how does the concept of vocation fit into their decision?
Sure. I think this kind of comes to that question, the big question, is there a single vocation?
Right.
You know? And in my thinking, and as I've read the church documents, a vocation is always something you go towards, and you choose it with love. And you know, my brother's a priest, right? And my other two brothers are married. But I've written actually an article about this, and where I say this, I call it the strange notion of gay celibacy. And this comes back to objective reality. So for me, who am I as a sexual creature? Well, I'm a man made for women. I am made blessedly incomplete, as Jay Buduchevsky would say.
Yes.
And I know that my sexual orientation is towards women, even though I don't experience that on the subjective level. So I refuse to say that I am default a celibate gay man. I say I am a man who is neither called to the religious life, but maybe called to marriage. But I doubt that that will happen. So there's a distinction there. There's a philosophical distinction which I kind of cling to.
Right.
I don't expect to be married, but here is the question too. If I abandon myself to divine providence and trust in his will for me and my life, I also need to accept who he made me to be. And I am a man made for women. And I'm not talking about reparative therapy or trying to learn what I'm doing there, trying to find feelings of towards the opposite sex. But I submit to God's will for my life, and I view my vocation as a day-to-day vocation, waiting for God's will in my life. And I also look at the world around me. I spoke about this a little while ago. How many single people are there in the world? This is not merely just about me.
Right.
And because of my issues. So it's sort of a philosophical way of answering that. But I don't think that there is a single vocation. But I also, I live my life the way Christ said, why worry about tomorrow? Today has enough trouble of its own.
Absolutely. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for calling. We hope you'll visit the CourageRC.org website to also see a little bit more about that. And also, where could someone find your blog on this question? It's called The Strange...
It was at Crisis Magazine.
Okay.
The Strange Notion of Gay Celibacy.
So look up The Strange Notion of Gay Celibacy at Crisis. Might also be helpful as well.